Case number 10170, Keith Properties, Inc., south of Route 54, west of Fenwick Shoals Boulevard, being Lot 1, Phase 1, and Parcel A within Fenwick Shoals Development. A special use exception for an off-premise parking.
If anyone is going to testify.
In the event there's questions, we have Mr. Keith, Richard Keith, and Mr. Brian Keith.
Okay. Could they come forward and be sworn in just in case we
Certainly.
Need to call them? If you would, just state your names and residence for the record, please.
Richard Keith, 3255 Yapesa Road, Bethany Marina, Bethany, Delaware.
Brian Keith, 38031 Fenwick Shoals Boulevard, Subdivision, Delaware.
All right, and do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Calloway, members of the board, good evening. My name is William Scott. I'm here on behalf of Keith Properties, the applicant. We're here for a special use exception for some additional parking for a commercial center of Keith Properties. I've put on the easel tonight the site plan that we included along with the application. The property we're talking about is the Fenwick Shoals community. This is Route 54. It's approximately 2 miles east of the intersection of Routes 54 and Route 20, approximately 3 miles from the intersections of Route 54 and Route 1. This lot right here is an existing commercial strip center. It's approximately 8,000 square foot building that's improved here. On this lot, there are 48 spots that have been installed and are in place right now. The lot immediately to the south of it is lot number one. The lot where the commercial building is currently zoned B1. The lot and about just about an acre. The lot just to the south, which is lot one, where we're asking for a special use exception, is just about a quarter of an acre. It's currently zoned MR.
The applicant's requesting a special use exception to be able to install additional parking on lot one. There are concerns that because there's a gate here for Fenwick Shoals and that this is Route 54, that as the commercial uses here, and it's not completely leased out yet, but as the commercial uses here reach their full potential and their full use, there's concern that there isn't sufficient parking on the site and will lead some people to parking either on Fenwick Shoals Boulevard. There is a little bit of room perhaps on Route 54. And as well in the back is Fenwick Farms, and there's concern that they'll end up on, commercial users will end up on the street either in Fenwick Shoals or Fenwick Farms or, you know, on hopefully on better days for the tenants in there anyway, backed up on Route 54. There are currently planned into Lot 1 30 additional spaces. The entrance to Lot 1, there's no existing entrance to Lot 1 other than a driveway on the Fenwick Shoals Boulevard. The existing the entrance to the commercial center, which exists right here, the 25-foot entrance, there'd be a road and an entrance cut in this way, so there wouldn't be any additional entrance or ingress or egress off of Fenwick Shoals Boulevard in order to capture some of the parking use that's on that's proposed to go on Lot 1.
As I said, there's 30 spaces additional for Lot 1 that could fit on that particular parcel. In addition to the 48 that's on the existing commercial parcel, there'd be a total of 78 spaces then available for the commercial use. The applicant did take great pains to go and speak with the homeowners out in Fenwick Shoals. They've received the consent from approximately 88% of the owners at Fenwick Shoals to change the use of Lot 1 from residential, which is vacant right now, to parking for the additional commercial, including the owners of Lot 2, which is just off the plan here, and Lot 8, which is directly across from Lot 2.
Just to the north of Lot 8 on this side is another two small commercial buildings with their own parking on this side. So then you would have essentially all of the residential to the south and any commercial uses running on Route 54.
There's plans on the site plan before you to include an 8-foot privacy fence between the southernmost boundary of Lot 1 and Lot 2 to shield the parking from the rest of the residential development. There's also planned a landscape area inside here, and the applicant has committed to meet with certain representatives and interested owners of those in Fenwick Shoals to agree on the types of landscaping and the amount that'll go in there. Essentially, it'll be primarily of evergreen and other trees that are going to provide a nice canopy and a shield from just the fence and any of the parking area.
Is there a variance already for that 8-foot fence?
I'm sorry, no, that'd be part of what the variance we'd be looking for in addition would be for that higher fence.
No, it'd have to be applied for separately because the request hasn't been made or applied for.
We would put whatever fence, the idea would be just to shield that as much as possible to protect the residential owners. It's not anticipated that there's going to be any additional lighting required for the spots on Lot 1. There's lighting on this side of the commercial building and also on the back of the commercial building. And the engineers indicate that they believe that'll be sufficient light to light the additional parking spots on Lot 1. The applicants also applied to have Lot 1 rezoned as a piece of commercial property so that parking can stay in place. That was filed at the same time as the application for the special use exception. So our request would be for a special use exception for parking on that Lot 1 until the county would decide whether to grant or deny the rezoning for that same Lot 1. With that, we remain available to answer any questions any of the board members may have. Thank you.
The B1 has been applied for?
The B1 is in place.
In the commission?
Yes.
How far out do they tell you? About a year?
For the rezoning of Lot 1?
Right.
A little bit longer than that.
Okay.
I believe they said
the board has some idea of what you're looking at.
I think they said about 18 months.
Okay.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
How close are you to that development behind that? Remember that fence is going to go? What's it?
There is. A setback of 20 foot on this side, and there's an additional approximately 10
feet additional to Fenwick Farms on the back.
I think he's referring to the fence on the south side.
The fence on the south side?
Yes. It's intended to be, looks to be approximately 12 foot at the rear and about 5 foot at the front.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Rickard, correct me if I'm wrong, but the fence can be 7.5 feet.
Seven feet. I'm sorry. That could
be 7 feet.
Up to a point of 40 feet from the front property line, then it has to be 3.5 feet.
Correct.
Unless you get a variance, and then you can have a variance for whatever it's granted for.
Mr. Workman, if you look at your, and I guess the rest of the board, if you look at the tax map, it's in the back of your form there, you'll see exactly what they're talking about. You see the site there. And you'll see how close it is to the other residential areas in Fenwick Shores there.
Lot 2.
You can see the lot 750, I mean lot 1 also, so you can get an idea of the boulevard and also Sunny Winters Drive, so you can get some idea of what it looks like. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are there any questions?
There's residential properties that abut
both sides.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Mr. Mills, any further questions? Mr. Secretary, do you have any correspondence?
Yes, I have, let's see, are you calling for any opposition?
No, not yet, I have.
Okay.
Okay, hearing no further questions, Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman,
I have two in opposition. Okay, would you like to come forward and is there anyone else here in opposition that would like to speak? Please come forward at this time to be sworn in. Sir, you need to go there and be sworn in, both of you. Then I'll take yours.
Okay.
Name and address.
Benjamin Garth McKee, 37997 Sunnyworth Drive. I'm on lot 2.
Okay.
Right directly behind the proposed.
To the west.
Yes.
You said your last name was McCabe?
McCabe, yes. Benjamin Garth.
And your name and address, sir?
My name is Randy Weaver. I'm at 38023 Fenwick Shoals Boulevard, Lot 9.
Okay. And you both swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. You want to go first?
Okay.
Ready?
You want to go first, sir?
Yeah. I'll just show you where I live first. Get my bearings straight. I'm right here on this lot. Lot 2, Fenwick Farms. So I'm essentially adjacent to the proposed additional parking.
Could you take the mic, please, so we can
record
it? Thank you.
The main reason we don't support it is, one thing, the place is brand new. There are existing commercial development. Why didn't they get enough parking spots from the beginning? I mean, I'll try to look through the zoning regs. I think if you go for retail, it's like two spots, or for every 200 square feet, you need a parking spot. From what I've heard through the community, there's going to be a restaurant there. If that was the case, they would have needed a parking spot for every 50 square feet. So it's kind of us as neighbors, we're kind of suffering from their poor planning, is kind of the way I see it. This is at least a third variance that they've applied for since they've had the place. I've always realized there was going to be something back there when we bought the place. I mean, I didn't realize it was going to be an empty lot forever, especially that close to the beach. But it went from, I think, I might not have my facts right, but it went from residential to, and then eventually went to commercial, or I think it's our B1 neighborhood business. And from our standpoint, if it's retail, that would be fine. Most places close around 9 or 10 at night. You know, we can have our windows open at night. I mean, I get up to go to work early in the morning. You know, if things usually shut down like a neighborhood business would supposedly be, that would be fine. Our worry is that it may turn into more of a night spot, sort of like Smitty McGee's right down the road. I don't know if you are familiar with that, where open till 2 in the morning, a parking spot out there, loud people out there. You know, people going outside to smoke, car alarms going off. It's a real privacy issue for us. We also have young kids, so there's a little bit of concern about having kids out in your backyard with, something that size there or that many parking spots. I mean, I can just see them wanting to go for something bigger. So that's essentially, and I have photographs of, what it looks like for our backyard for their existing parking.
Can we see that, please?
Yeah.
Hand them down, please.
That's their existing lot now. What they're applying for is just a little bit off, a little bit more to the south, but it still kind of touches our lot. That's pretty much all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
First, I want to state I'm not a disgruntled homeowner. I didn't purchase a home from these gentlemen. I did, however, purchase a lot. There's a buffer between my home and the Keith's commercial property. I've got a couple concerns. There's a vacant lot that adjoins their property that also adjoins mine. And should this variance be granted, I'm afraid the next time I'm out before you, it'll be to try and stop the conversion of the lot next to me, which also, once again, adjoins their commercial property. I have some other concerns, one of which is I believe we've got a community of 42 homes, and we each pay a homeowners association fee. This kind of creates a hardship for the rest of us to pay whether it's maintenance or on pools or upkeep on landscaping, etc. And I was just listening to this new fence, this 8 foot, 7.5 foot fence, what have you. It's my understanding from what I just heard that it sounds like I'm going to have one on one side of the entrance to Fenwick Shoals here. I'm going to have maybe a 7.5 or an 8 foot fence, and then on the other side of the entrance, on the other side of the road, maybe a 5 foot. Maybe somebody could clarify what I just heard.
Which property? You said lot 9?
I'm lot 9, yes.
Okay, and you're on Fenwick Shoals
Boulevard? Yes, second correct? House on the left.
Okay, you're
across the street.
Okay.
I'm across the street from...
Okay. I'm not clear on... You said you had a property between you and the...
Yeah, there's a vacant lot between my home, lot 9, and Keith's commercial property.
Being lot 8?
If that's lot 8, yes.
Yeah.
It is vacant.
The site we're talking about is across the street.
I understand that. And the next time I'm before you, I may have to come in here and try and stop that from being converted into parking also.
Okay.
It is currently vacant.
Vacant now. Okay.
Mm-hmm. As far as the fence, they could, at the present time, they or yourself or anyone could put up a fence from the front property line on the street at Fenwick Shoals Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
You could go back 40 feet at 3.5 feet high. And then after 40 feet, you could go 7 feet high.
I guess my point, and I understand what you said, it sounds like now I'm coming into my development right now, I've got equal size fences where I think they're 5 right now or something. And what I'm hearing on this lot where this proposed parking's going to be, we're going to have a higher fence than what appears to be on the other side.
Only if they apply for such a variance. The only thing they can have at present is a 3.5 foot fence, 40 feet from the front property line back. Then it can go to 7 feet.
Well, there's a fence there now. It just sounded like it was getting changed.
Yeah, there's not been any request for that. Other than what they had verbally requested, which can't be heard right now.
I guess I kind of share the previous gentleman's concerns as for additional noise and trash, what have you, being just a little bit closer to my home. That's really all I've got to say.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no further opposition.
I have some correspondence, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I have a letter from a Mr. Friedman. He's objecting to they should have known prior to this that they needed more parking if they were going to start a restaurant. I also have one from Volkman, Sherry Volkman and David. People are all located on the next road over there. What would that be? Sunny Winters Drive.
Yeah, Sunny Winters Drive.
Okay. And they're objecting to the same thing, the noise, and also they should have known that prior to obtaining it for a restaurant. And I also have one from Mr. Hunt, Jeannie Hunt. And that is also on the same drive, Sunny Winters Drive. They're all from there, from that drive, and the same objections.
So that's 4 in opposition?
Okay, 3.
3 in opposition. Okay, thank you. Okay, now hearing no further opposition.
Guys, question again.
Yes.
Yes.
On the sod he was talking about, you got any what's that sod there? On this, over to the left. Yeah. You got anything going up there at all? I mean, he got a buffer there. They do.
There's something on the back side of the feather pond.
So there's trees all in that?
Oh, yeah, and a ditch that runs right there. It's not a tax ditch. Well, a ditch that runs from the road all the way back to the canal.
I believe it's technically a drainage ditch.
Okay. We're not putting anything, no fence or anything up like on that side? You weren't planning on it?
We would if it made them happier that we fenced it so that they keep a buffer, but there is a natural buffer there already.
I mean, I don't know if it would be better with the trash, and they talk about trash and stuff.
Then I don't believe we have any objection to the requirement of the fence in between.
I don't have a problem with the fence. I'd rather have the fence up. Because the development, I'd rather keep the buffer from the development as much as possible. But with trees and with the fence. Why we were going with such a high fence, just so, you know, they're not really disturbing the people that have the adjoining houses.
So you're proposing on put what, another 21 on that lot one?
30
MR
spots.
Lot? 21 30. More parking places?
30 spots.
30?
30.
Was the property originally developed to accommodate the building and its parking?
That's correct. The original parking count of there's 40 required spots on the lot. There's 48 that's out there, and that took into account a restaurant on the one corner
up here, and mm-hmm. then there are 3 1,000 square foot approximately. 16, 15, 2, 3 other commercial areas within here split up. There are 1,600, 1,100, and 1,100.
So why the need for additional parking?
Well, the need for additional parking really was just to make sure that residents in Fenwick Shoals weren't going to have, it's a gated community, so there weren't going to be people trying to get further into Fenwick Shoals in case of needing more parking, and same thing along 54 and behind on Fenwick Farms as well.
So there really isn't a need for the parking that you're requesting for the existing building?
Not according to the county code.
Right.
It meets county code.
Now there is a couple things.
You need to come up to the microphone so that you can be able to
record. That lot.
Here you go.
That lot actually has a, when the gate is open on the community, when you come into the community, you can't really access that lot. That lot was for sale and we could not, because of where its proximity is, when you come in, because it has it's a gated community plus that wall, when the gate opens, you got just enough room to barely miss the gate to pull into that lot, even if someone's to buy it to put a house on it. So it was kind of like a lot that was, we were thinking about putting a spec home there, but it really didn't. And if you look at how the width it's laid out, it's almost a straight line across from lot 8 to lot 2. So it's more like a lot that's just sitting in no man's land. So it really didn't have, it doesn't have the appeal for us to even use as a residential lot, on top of the fact that the additional parking would only help the commercial property on both sides, just for as overflow.
So lot 8 is inside the gate?
Lots inside, yeah, 8's inside the gate, and lot 1 is, but there's also a bioswell ditch right between there, so when you make that turn, you actually, because the way that the stormwater management is, there's a ditch there too, so it's really a tough in and out of that when that gate's open for if anybody actually ever buys it to use it as a residence. It's really kind of going to be a hard sell.
MR is one of the most restricted county zoning MR compared to AR1 or anything, has a lot of restrictions on it. So So he's got, what, 76, 75 foot frontage there, or 76? I can't read it.
76.
76 mm-hmm. foot frontage on that lot one.
Mm-hmm.
75.71. Oh, no, on lot one. Yeah, 76.85.
Okay, how much is 77?
Yep, 76.85, 76.42 in depth. Okay. Yep, I'm hearing no further questions, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we table case number 10,170 till the staff can report on what the Planning and Zoning County Council have approved.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,170 to allow the office chance to see if the County Council and the Planning and Zoning have approved up to date. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Case number